Hi and welcome. My name is Rich Bassini. This is episode 18 of my podcast, and it is sponsored by Anchor. And I just want to say thank you to all the new listeners out there who have followed my podcast here. And I hope you will come back from time to time to check out my latest podcast. So thank you to my new listeners, and thank you to Anchor for letting me host this podcast. I hope you guys are all doing good out there. I'm hanging in there. As a lot of you may know, especially if you are first, if this is the first time coming to my podcast, my name is Richard Bassini. I am a YouTube creator. I started on YouTube back in 2013, and I'm also an online reseller, which is eBay. I sell on, and I also sell on Poshmark as well. But on eBay, I've been with them for 23 years, and I have to honestly say it's been up and down, bumpy road when it comes to sales. But you got to expect that in online, e-commerce. Online, being an online seller is not easy. But anyway, what I wanted to share with you guys right now is that. I'm sorry, I got my email here. I should disable it, but got to keep track of what's going on here. Anyway, what I want to talk to you guys about is when it comes to creating a YouTube channel, I had contact YouTube tech support in regards to this here. I don't know if you guys have been experiencing that, but I've been having a big fluctuation in my subscriber base. One day it's 10 subscribers I gained, then next day it's minus 10. On Social Blade, I was upgraded from a C+ to a B-, and now I'm back to a C+, which is not bad, not good, but it's not bad. A lot of people say, why would you want to B-? Well, that's how they grade it. That's how Social Blade grades it. And then eventually you go from B-, it just goes to B, and then eventually you go to A, and then it could be A-, and then A+, and then whatever, I don't know if I'll ever see that in my lifetime, but anyway, it doesn't matter. It's neither here nor there. So this is like, maybe the second time within a week or so that I reached out to YouTube and I contacted the tech support people, and they will chat with you, through chat, not a phone call, but through chat. And so I inquired about it, and I said, what's the deal here? I go, how come one day I'm up at 10 subscribers, the very next day, I'm down, I'm minus 10. And, I thought I read somewhere, and she questioned it, the tech support person questioned it. I thought I read somewhere where if you get a troll out there that is constantly giving you a thumbs down. I mean, for example, let me just draw it out there. Every time I create a video, there is a troll out there, either a subscriber or a viewer or whatever. They will, hit my channel. They'll just give it a thumbs down for no apparent reason at all. They'll just give it a thumbs down. And I understand my videos ain't, par. They're okay. I talk about different topics, basically how to create a YouTube channel. I'm also an online reseller, so there's going to be times I talk about, eBay. I'll do the reseller news and all that, the Let's Talk eBay. And I don't know how to please these people. I explained this to the, YouTube tech support person there. And I said, there are times I just feel like giving up on this here, quitting, But I won't. I won't do that for the simple reason is I have too much time vested into this channel, my YouTube channel it is. I've been with it since 2013. I have, 1,592 videos or something along that line. And that's a lot of videos. Well, for me, I'm a small-time creator, it bothers me to some point. And people say, you may think, oh, you let things like that bother. Yes, I do. I'm trying to grow the channel. And there's always a bozo out there. Watch the person listen to it. I don't know if they listen to my podcast. It's always one particular person that no matter what I put out there, and I think it's good content. They feel it's a waste of time, that they just don't get nothing out of it. If you don't get nothing out of it, why do you watch that person's videos? Or do you just get the notifications and, when you get them, you just automatically, hey, click the hit the dislike button. I mean, I think it's really foolish the way YouTube goes about grading a person's channel. Now, I don't know how true it is. I thought I heard or read somewhere where, you know, if you get dislikes, a lot of dislikes, they won't recommend your channel. You know, they won't recommend your videos to, you know, certain individuals out there. That's the way I understood it. A matter of fact, she questioned me because I mentioned stuff like that. And she said, where do you get the source? Matter of fact, I got the chat pulled up here. I goes on to say, I wrote over here, you know, again, a chat. Can I ask you a question? Every time I upload a video, there is a troll out there, a troll that gives me the thumbs down. And I heard that the thumbs down hurt your channel growth. Is this true? So she writes back to me. She says, please keep in mind, we do not have control over viewers who subscribe from your channel. I understand that. Then she goes, mind if I ask you, where did you get this information? Would you mind providing me the legitimate source? And I questioned, you know, I messaged back. I said, my question is, I told her, I said, I don't know. You know, I said, I don't remember where I got it from. She goes, and then she writes back, oh, that's okay. You know, I told her, I said, I don't remember. She goes, you know, I got read it. Sorry. And she goes, it's okay. Anyway, so this is what I've read. Now, again, I don't know how true it is. I don't know on their end, on, you know, the YouTube tech support center, they're probably told to, you know, don't expand too much on that topic. If it comes up, just leave it be. But anyway, I noticed every time I put a video out there, no matter if it's short or long or whatever, even on my YouTube shorts, this one particular troll gives me a thumbs down. Every single video that I put out, I get a thumbs down. Now, granted, people say, well, you might think, well, what do you think, your videos are special that you shouldn't get, you know, thumbs down, dislikes on your videos? Not at all. I'm not saying it at all. I'm just, the point I'm getting across is, why is it, if you don't like the person or you don't like the channel, the content, whatever, why do you want to keep, you know, if you get notifications, why do you keep, you know, why would you want to do that to somebody? And then I think sometimes I say, you know, I wonder, you know, and somebody said this once before, and I know how true it is, you know, it could be, you know, and this sounds crazy what I'm about to say, but it could be something I said in the past, you know, in one of my videos, maybe it came out wrong and the person's like, oh, well, this person thinks so. Who the heck are you? Who the hell they think they are? Not at all. Or someone said it could be a jealous relative. You know, it could be anybody for that matter who just is either jealous of you because you're doing something and they're not, or they feel they're not capable of, you know, who knows? I don't know. But if that is the case, whether it's just a person that's out there that's jealous of me because of what I'm trying to do with my YouTube channel or not, I don't know. But if you feel that way, why don't you just go elsewhere? Why don't you go torment somebody else, you know? If you don't like my videos, why watch them? Look, if I don't like someone's videos, I'm not going to watch them. You know what I'm saying? And I'm also not going to, you know, critique their videos either. Now, some people may say, well, you know, maybe the person, you know, and I try to reach out to them. I try to reach out to the troll. I said, you know, if you don't like my videos, why don't you, if there's something you don't like, why don't you drop it in the comment below? I could take constructive criticism. As long as the person's not cursing me out and making fun of me or saying bad things, I'll respond to it. But this goes on every time I put a damn video out there, and it annoys the heck out of me because I say to myself, I don't know what's the matter with these people or this person. You know, I don't know if it's something I said that offended them or whatever, but it's really annoying. And it really, you know, gets me going sometimes. And I'm not that I'm going to quit, you know, there were times I fed, you know, I thought about it. I said, you know what, you know, watching the YouTube subscriber base go up and down like a yo-yo. I thought about it. I said, maybe I should just forget about this. Maybe I'm putting too much time and emphasis in trying to make this channel grow and it's not really going anywhere. You know, I can't even hit 2,000 subscribers. I'll probably hit 2,000 videos before I hit 2,000 subscribers. So then I asked her, I said, over here, I got the chat up. I said, you know, after I messaged that to her, I said, this is what I said in the chat. My question is to you, if this person hates my videos, why does YouTube keep notifying this troll? She writes back, we do not have control over who wants to follow your channel. Okay. Then she writes back over here, likes and dislikes are some of hundreds of singles we consider when it comes to ranking. For a given video, our recommendation systems learns a lot from how many people choose to watch a video when it is offered in recommendations, how much the video the viewer watches, and if they are satisfied, your overall video performance is determined by a combination of these factors. Well, you know something? If you're doing your best you can and you're using this dislike and like button thing there to grade a YouTube creator's videos, they may never get to that point where they're gonna, you know, the channel is gonna grow exponentially, because for the simple reason is they have a crazy grading system, a dislike. Why don't they just look, when you're watching a television show, okay? And I'm not trying to be funny here, I'm not trying to be cute here, but when you're watching a television show and at the end of the show, you know, do they sit there saying, oh, by the way, we want to know, did you like this sitcom or do you dislike it? Why does YouTube have to have a thing like that? Likes, dislikes. Who really cares of what that person on the other end is sitting there, whether they like it or dislike it? What difference does it make? But that's how I guess they grade your channel. You know, what do they want people to do? People like myself. I'm a small YouTube creator. Okay. Yeah. So I have over 1,000 videos. That doesn't make me a YouTube guru. But at the same time, how much more, what can I do as a YouTube creator to satisfy these people's niche, whatever? You know, I don't know what else to do. They don't respond to you. They don't reach out to you and say, hey, you know, I like you. You know, you're a nice guy, good creator, whatever. But it's your video, you know. I don't like the topics, or maybe you're doing too much. Like on my YouTube channel, I have it like this. My banner is online reseller, entrepreneur, and vlogger. Okay. Now, within my channel, I like to do the reseller news and Let's Talk eBay. Okay. But take note, I'm also a vlogger. So there's going to be times I'm going to talk about other things outside of vlogging, you know, or creating, whatever. So I put the reseller news in there and I do the Let's Talk eBay. Now, some people may bake to them and say, well, why don't you have separate channels for those? You know, have a separate channel for the reseller news and a separate channel for Let's Talk eBay and have a vlogging channel strictly for vlogging. It's too much work, folks. And if you're thinking about starting a new YouTube channel because you want to be in a big gang over here, that, you know, join the club, good luck if you want to do multiple channels like that. Now, there are successful YouTube creators. I thought I've read. I could be wrong. Okay, so don't get on my case if I'm wrong. But I thought I read somewhere or did a Google search on Mr. Beast, and I thought, from what I understand, he's got 18 channels. There's another guy, I can't think of his name, but I think he's got 13. And each of those 13 channels has a million plus views of subscribers. Okay? I don't know how, in God's name, a person could create that many channels. They're very successful. Believe me, this person that's got the 13. We all know about Mr. Beast. If you don't, then you just don't follow YouTube. But this person has got 13 successful channels. And each one, I think, has a million subscribers on each one. That I can't do that. Okay, I couldn't come up with that much content if you paid me. And that's the other thing, too. When it comes to starting a YouTube channel, coming up, as far as I'm concerned, okay, and I'll speak for myself. I think the most challenging part of starting a YouTube channel is coming up and creating new content. Plain and simple. Every day, if you like to upload every day, you should have an idea of what you're going to do today, tomorrow, the next day, and the next day after that, the week, and so on and so forth. Okay? That's the challenge. Okay, so, all right, now I'm doing my podcast. I'm going to work on a video, of course, after this. So I got to say, okay, well, today I'm going to talk about this topic. Tomorrow will be this topic. You know, when you're a YouTube creator, well, I can't speak for other people. I don't get a vacation. My time is devoted to YouTube. Plus, I haven't done a podcast in a while. I'm sure a lot of you guys must know. You know, you probably noticed that if you do follow me or whatever. I haven't done a podcast in a while because I'm too busy working on my YouTube channel. And in regards to eBay sales, I mean, they're like flatlined. Okay, I made a little sale yesterday off of Poshmark. That's why I also tell people in my older videos that if you're gonna sell on eBay, go on other platforms because you can't depend on one platform. What are you gonna do? You'll be doing a starving act. Plain and simple. And got regards that really quick. I just want to say with the eBay topic really quick here. I tell people in my other videos, and not to discourage them, folks. It's not at all to discourage them. But I will tell them this: if you can't make at least $100 a day, and that's small, that's a small amount of money. If you can't make at least $100 a day selling on eBay, you're not making an income. Plain and simple. Okay, it's not a livable income for me anyway. That's the way it's working for me. But I just want to throw that little blurb out there when it comes to selling on eBay. That's why I think I have more time to attend to my be attentive to my YouTube channel, and I like to make more podcasts. But anyway, getting back to the other thing here, I only get a half hour on what do you call it, on Anchor, just to let you guys know. So I'm gonna have to keep it short. I can't expand too much heavily on these topics here. But in regards to the subscribers, likes, and dislike, I don't think YouTube follows my podcast. But if they did, they really should find a better way to grade their YouTube creators channel. So anyway, going back on here, going back and forth again, I'm sharing this with you guys out there. I don't know if you, I hope you're interested. I hope you hear me out. The person writes back. I go, yes. This is what I told the person after she mentioned that day. I'm trying to read them. I'm skipping around, so it might sound crazy. I might say, what did he just say? Talk about this. Now he's talking something else. Yeah, we're talking about again. She wanted to know where I got that story from. So I go, yes. I go, yes. But this person keeps giving me thumbs down. Isn't that going to stop the growth? And then she says, if you're not able to track this person, you could block them. No, it goes, if you are able, I'm sorry, if you were able to track who this person is, you could block them. I can't because they just leave a thumbs down. Okay. There's no way I could track them. I wish there was a way. I would have blocked this person many moons ago. So then I go like this. The next comment I said, over here, I said, yes, they had 10 subs and a B grade on Social Blade. This morning, East Coast time, the reason I'm telling them because I know they're in California. I said, I've lost 10 subs and now my grade dropped to C plus. Not fair. And then she writes back, please note, we do not have any control over these things. Viewers are subscribing and unsubscribing to your channel normally. My colleagues have already explained everything to you. Yes, because I contacted them a couple days ago, or maybe last week, and I said the same thing. I said, what is going on with my YouTube channel? I said, every time I turn around, I gain 10, then the next day I lose 10. What's the deal? I mean, is it the same sporadic people coming on there? I mean, and then she says, well, they do get rid of spam accounts. I mean, is it only me? I don't know. I mean, I can't seem to get this channel to grow the way I want it. But it's just crazy. What else I said over here? So she goes, and then I wrote over here, I can't block them because it's just a dislike button on every single video I produce. I really am considering closing my account and going to another platform. And then she writes back, I understand that you're looking for a different answer. Unfortunately, I no longer have any more information to share with you. Already provided the relevant information. Then I told her, then I said this here. I said, YouTube, in my opinion, should do away with the likes and dislikes. I believe this method of grading a channel can stunt growth. And then she writes back, we appreciate your feedback. You may send them here. She gives me a chat thing here for if you want to send them here. So our teams could look into your suggestions. And then I wrote back here, please, I know that wrote here. Providing feedback is one thing, change is another. As long as you have that system in place, it will be the same. All right. I understand how you feel. There will be anything else for today? I said, nope. Feel free. Then she writes over here, feel free to reach out to us any with any of other concerns. You know what's really cracks me up by with eBay and even like YouTube here, they want their people, the subscribers, whatever, or the people that go on that are on that platform to go out and reach out to them. And yet it's like anything else. It reminds me when I worked in a corporate office there. Back then, the people would say, the manager would say, well, if you have any suggestions, leave a suggestion there. We'll follow through it. They never follow through with it. They never do. They never follow through with it. It's always something where, you know, they're either going to move it, you know, like it, there's some excuse that comes up, whatever. But yet they're so eager to tell you, oh, yeah, well, look, you know, let me make a suggestion. This was a suggestion box at the last job I worked at. Oh, if you got a suggestion, leave it there. And I used to tell my coworkers, I said, I'm not going to leave no suggestions there because they're not going to do anything anyway. It's the same thing. It gets knocked down. So why? I didn't know why YouTube would even want you to leave a feedback or anything like that, make a suggestion. They're not gonna do anything. But I really do think, and this goes out to new YouTubers out there. Now, a lot of people may say, well, don't equate your channel with other YouTube channel, or other creators out there. No, what I'm trying to say is the message I'm trying to get across is this. No matter how much time and effort you put into your videos, okay, some people may say good, bad, or indifferent, you are going to have a troll or a number of trolls hitting that dislike button or coming out with something either sarcastic or somewhat nasty. Now, I haven't had that where someone cursed me out or said bad things to me, made fun of me or whatever across my videos. But I will say this. There are times that can happen. And this, again, this goes out to the new YouTubers out there who are thinking of starting a channel. It could happen. It could happen. And for some, you know, for no apparent reason, they will just dislike the content. And I hate to say this and put it like this, but they may not like you. Plain and simple. Seriously. You know, I don't know what else to say. I mean, I tried reaching out to this troll. Okay. I call them a troll because if the person's not doing it, they just troll my account. As far as I'm concerned, every time I pop a video out, they must get notifications because every time I pop a video out there, I look back there maybe an hour or two or maybe the next day, and I see a thumbs down, a dislike button. If you don't, you know, this is what I would tell a person. I like to reach out again and tell a person, to the troll out there who keeps leaving a thumbs down, a dislike on my videos, every video I put out, if you don't like my videos, why do you watch them then? Or why do you go there? Do you just go, you know, you subscribe to my channel and without even watching the video, just hit the dislike button? That's not fair to a creator. They should do away with it. It's not going to do anything. It's not going to build a person's morale up as far as that part goes. So that's the part I don't understand in regards to this dislike and like and dislike thing. I think the whole thing stinks, my personal opinion on it. And I remember when they came out with this, when YouTube came out with this, they talk about hiding the dislike button. Or some creators would go, oh, I want to know how many people like and dislike my video. I don't. I don't want to put that out. That's like bad advertisement. That's like eating at a local restaurant or a diner or something, and people are telling you, they put a sign out there, don't eat it. Don't eat here. The food sucks. Who wants that? You know what I'm saying? But it is what it is. But you know what, folks? I'm not going to expand too much on the topic. You know, it is what it is. Nothing's going to change until YouTube makes that change. But anyway, off that beaten road there, that topic, I only got so many minutes left here. This goes out to, I know it's kind of like you're saying, well, this guy's going to different areas. No, but I want to share this with you guys. Anchor is coming out with this thing here, or information I got, going global, a new way to grow your show. So if people are out there are thinking about, starting a podcast, you might want to, check into Anchor. Okay. And I'm very grateful to Anchor that they, let me host my podcast on their website here. But this here, I just got an email from them, and, it says, if you're going global, a new way to grow your audience, grow your show, I should say. It says, as you gear up international podcasts on 9/30, which is going to come this month here, a couple days from now, learn how podcast analytics can help you earn support from your fans all across the globe, right? Then they have other stuff here. If you sign up for the emails, it'll say a practical guide to using music in your podcast, how to build a community with cross promotion, the do's and don'ts of podcast cover art. And it says, in case you missed it, make mobile analytics work for you. Wondering how to take full advantage of the analytics on the go from the Anchor app. They have an Anchor app, and I think you can get it for both, I believe, for iOS and your Android. And then it goes on to say, want to learn more about podcast tools and tips? See it all. You click it on here. It's from podcasts. I subscribe to them. Like I said, I'm also on there. I'm using their service, so. I always want to be up on top of things when they're posting that new information. But you guys might want to check it into us here. The going global part there, I like to have that there as well. And then let's learn how to find listeners around the world, use your audience analytics You know, one way to grow your podcast audience is to make more interesting a wider group for people. Then it goes on here. It's seemingly simple solution that comes with the challenge. If you broaden the topics you talk about to attract new fans, there is a risk that your podcast will be less relevant by loyal listeners that come for a niche content they love, right? Basically, you know, what I'm gathering from here, okay, what I'm gathering from this thing here is from that little wording there, it's just like they would say when it comes to creating a YouTube channel, if you're in a specific niche, stay with that niche, you know what I'm saying? So like, for example, if you're a person that's starting a YouTube channel, or in this particular case, a podcast, and you want to talk about digital creation, like, or digital cameras, like you're a person or that has your expertise in DSLR cameras, and you want to talk about that there. Well, here's the latest camera we got over here. It's a Sony 1A500, whatever it is, and you start talking about it. And I guess they want, if you're going to, you know, gear up your podcast to something along that line, keep it like that. Don't go talking off into different areas, you know. If you're a person that deals with cameras or digital photography, don't sit there talking about how to build a shed. You know, I understand where they come with that. You know, really quick, because like I said, I'm running out of time here. I know it sounds like I contradict myself, even with this particular podcast. I'm over here telling you about, you know, about the losing subscribers. And then also I'm telling you about, I'm drawing a little segue here about Anchor FM with their, you know, going global. You know, here's the thing. Here's how I look at it, folks. My channel, my YouTube channel, I have it there. You know, it's a channel I designed to help inspire and share, okay? I like to talk about different topics, all right? I look at life this way. Spice is a variety of life. You know, there are going to be times when I think the best of us, in some cases, not all, but some of us are going to have to start tripping up into doing something else. You're going to have to start adding other things to your channel or, in this particular case, a podcast. You know, to coming up with different topics and you know, to put it out there, it's going to be a whole nother thing, you know? Me personally, I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing, you know, and if my channel grows or even my podcast grows, that's great. If not, then, you know, it's back to the old drawing board. But here's what I want to say before we close out this video, okay? To those out there who are thinking about starting a YouTube channel, I will say this before I close out. If you are thinking about starting it, a lot of people get stuck on, what is my YouTube channel going to be about? How am I going to start it? What am I going to talk about? And like I say it all the time, and I'll keep on saying it like a broken record, we all have talents and passions, okay? Share those talents and passions with people. Now, even on a podcast, you could talk about it. You know, it's not visual. You can talk about things like that, okay, even on your podcast. And the other thing is, when it comes to, and this could apply to podcasts as well, I tell people who are starting a YouTube channel for the very first time, when you're starting a channel and you don't want to talk about, keep it real, keep it original, and let your channel grow organically. And that applies even to this podcast as well, okay? Put out good podcasts, you know, good topics, subjects, whatever you want to talk about, and be free. You know, they don't have to be so scripted all the time. And I think that's what confuses people sometimes. They feel like, you know, I got to be so scripted. I got to storyboard everything. Sometimes, you know, you got to just wing it, you know. It's just like, you know, off the cuff. I do things like that. I'll pop a video at the people. So, man, that's why you're not getting subscribed. Look, you know something? I've seen videos out there and that people put out on YouTube, and I said to myself, how in God's name are these people getting all these views and watches and subscribers? And you look at the videos, I mean, I'm very judgmental of my own stuff. I say, my YouTube channel is just as good as theirs. But again, you don't know what it's all about. You know, I mean, they may have a loyal following. Maybe they appeal to a certain group of people. I don't know, okay? I do know one thing, though, okay? And I say this with a true heart, and I'm going to keep on keeping on, so to speak. I'm going to keep creating videos, and I don't care if my channel goes up, down, or in between, whatever. I'm not going to let that stop me, okay? And I say the same thing for you people out there who are thinking about starting a YouTube channel or, in this case, a podcast, okay? Go out and do it. Give it your best shot. Don't let nobody, or stay away from the naysayers. Most importantly, don't let people tell you, oh, you'll never grow your channel, you'll never grow your podcast. Stay away from those people. Just not to disparage them, you know, don't be, you know, disparage them, but don't listen to the negativity. Negativity is not going to help you out when it comes to creating a YouTube channel or a podcast. Stick to it. It'll work in the end. But I just want to say, folks, in closing, thank you so much for listening to this podcast. If you like it, please come back again. Thank you, and bye-bye.